Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're starting right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, and if you do, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. But it's also completely fine to sit in a chair. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as I see what I'm filming right now in this little lens, I see that this is a very red situation. I'm wearing a red shirt and there's a red background. Hope it's not too much red for you. But I was about to go change when I was like, well, actually it's appropriate because today before we sit, I want to talk about love. There are a few things that all of us, and I mean all of us, seek in this life, and I don't just mean people, I mean animals and creatures of all sorts. We all want love. We want health. We want a sense of ease, that things will come easily to us without too much struggle. And we want to live in peace. And these are completely, nobody has to explain to you why you should want those things. These are things we are born wanting. And they are at the root of the traditional Buddhist loving-kindness meditation practice, a very powerful practice, which we are not going to do right now. But we're going to do a modified version for each other as part of our practice today. So we'll only take a minute or two. And in the traditional loving-kindness practice, you send out these wishes for happiness, health, peace, and ease to people in varying categories, first to yourself, people you love, people you don't know, people you don't like, everyone. But we are going to do this practice in a very abbreviated form, like I say, for each other, because the Open Heart Project, which continues to grow and morph and spread and be in more countries all over the world, 12,000 of us now sitting down to practice together, are really forming a community. But I'm the only one who really knows that because I have dialogue to some degree with you, but you don't know each other. So I thought we could bridge that gap a little bit by doing this very simple loving kindness practice for each other, where we will wish each other happiness and so on. I'll explain exactly how. And as you send out these wishes to your fellow Open Heart Project members around the world, and I really do mean there's probably more than 25 countries now, where people are participating in this meditation community, as you send that out, imagine it being sent back to you, literally from all over the globe. And the greater you radiate these wishes, the wider the receptors for receiving other people's good wishes for you become. That's how I feel about it. But let's just do the practice together and see how you feel about it. So we're in our meditation posture. We'll just do this brief loving kindness practice for each other. Then the gong will ring and we'll do our seated meditation practice together. Just imagine the thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the world who are part of our community. Whether you've been a part of it for 5 minutes or 2 years. And know that just like you, we are all seeking love, health, ease, and peace for ourselves and those we love. And without making it overly conceptual, just wish this for each other, for all the members of the Open Heart Project around the world. May you be happy. May you be healthy. Send out and receive these wishes for health. May you be peaceful. May you live in peace. May you live with ease. May all things come easily to you. And with this sense of great good wishes for each other, circling the globe, held in this wonderful loving kindness, let's do our practice together. So to begin your practice, please sit up straight, but with a sense of ease and rightness, like I belong right here, which you do. And with that sense of I belong right here, you can sit up with a sense of regalness almost, elegance and rootedness at the same time. We're not flying off to other realms. We're right here. The hands are resting, palms down, just above the knee. And the hands and arms and shoulders are relaxed. And while the back body is straight and strong, the front body is soft and open. Let the belly relax and the chest and the throat. The mouth is closed and the breath comes in and out through the nose. And the breathing is just whatever it is, as it is. No breathing technique. Nobody needs instruction for breathing. And the eyes remain open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters if you are outside of the United States. And it's just a place for you to rest your gaze. Our eyes are normally darting around and reaching out, it feels, all day. And you don't have to do that now. You can just let them rest back while vision streams forth like the rays of the sun. And like the rays of the sun, it doesn't target anything in particular, it just sees everything. So take in the whole visual field without moving your eyes around. And feel your body breathing. Feel the movement of breath as it enters on the inhale and flows out on the exhale. And let this gentle movement of breath cradle you, as it were. Act as a kind of rocking chair for your mind. Your mind rests on the breath, flows out on the exhale, and sways in on the inhale, sways out on the exhale, and begins again with no effort. Whatever you may be thinking or feeling right now is included. In other words, nothing needs to be excluded or put aside or stopped. If you feel sleepy and bored, no problem. If you feel overstimulated and speedy, no problem. You're still meditating right now. If you're overwhelmed with sadness or anxiety, that can be here too. All we have to do is stay with the rocking motion of breath and let our world be as it is. Our inner world and our outer world. If you find at any point that your attention becomes absorbed in one of these thoughts of boredom or anxiety or speed or just planning, no problem. Simply let go. And return your attention to this gentle movement of breath. And it doesn't matter how often you have to do this. So we will sit together, breathing, and letting things be as they are, with a sense of strength. Thank you so much for your practice, and may you be happy.